Hey, you reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is trust, strength, and power. The three kind of go together. And I want to talk first about trust, because you know you're supposed to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings, and all thy ways acknowledge him. You know that. In Psalm 62, verse 8, it says, trust in the Lord at all times. And to trust, of course, is to have confidence in. I trust that he'll accomplish what he said he would do. Trust that he'll keep his word. The other is strength, because we can't operate in our own strength. When we operate in our own strength, we just don't do it right. We don't have enough strength. Verse 7 of Psalm 62 says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. If God is the rock of our strength, where we draw our strength from, then we're not depleting our own. We're not ending up exhausted and tired and battle weary, because our strength is a continual source coming from God. And we then laugh at the enemy and walk on in life and say, what a stupid enemy this is. And so we trust in the Lord. Our strength is in the Lord. Then there's another one that is kind of interesting, and it also comes out of Psalm 62. Then it says, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. If power belongs to God, then it doesn't belong to us. And if we recognize that we don't have the power to accomplish that which we need to keep our enemies at bay, then we need power. It's like plugging in a generator and say, hey, you know, start up that generator, I need power. And God is our generator. He brings the power we need to sustain us in every situation, no matter what it is. We know that we can count on the Lord. He's a refuge. He's a strength for us, has the power and the authority. And I think a lot of times that people just don't recognize God as having power. We don't trust in God to heal. We don't trust in God to answer our prayers. We'll throw them up, you know. We'll say, well, yeah, do this and do that and blah, 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 blah. But really believing he'll do it, that's another whole issue. Does God have the power to do it? Does he have the will to do it? We need to know that God is on our side. And that's what the psalmist was saying in Psalm 62. He was saying, God is our refuge, our strength. And he says, he starts off the whole chapter with, wait upon the Lord. And he says, our expectation is from God. That our whole hope, our whole thought process is expecting God to be there for us. And so today, think about really trusting in the Lord when things come up. Because things rise up in our day. All of us have difficulties and trials and tribulations and sorrows and stress and things like that. Know that he has the strength and you don't have to deplete your own. And then realize that the real power to get through the situation comes from God, not you. You don't have to do it on your own. Think about it. God bless you and have a great day.